So the summer, we're just getting into the 4th of July. How has tourism been going around in Niagara Falls so far?
Well, I think that, and what I usually lean on is the tourism agency statistics. And the latest statistics that we received, which are, you know, they're a month back, so we got them in June, they were for May. The May statistics showed an uptick year over year. April's were a little shaky, but the May numbers showed a slight uptick year over year. We anticipate, if that's the case, that they're in the right trajectory and heading in the right direction. I know that there were so many people worried about, you know, attitudes and opinions and emotions, but the reality is people still come. We're expecting a pretty active 4th of July weekend.
And we were just mentioning Canadians, we've shown we're having the slogan, we love Toronto, Buffalo loves Canada. How has the Canadian tourism been going so far, and has there been like a decrease at all?
Well, obviously there are likely some who, for whatever reason, are choosing not to come. But the reality is we still, all the time, enjoy Canadian visitors. There are Canadian cars driving all across to a variety of locations, whether it's the malls, whether it's the plazas, whether it's downtown for tourist and restaurant activities. So we're still, Niagara Falls is still enjoying a pretty good flow of our Canadian friends.
With the new helicopter tour grand opening, how much will that help bring up tourism in Niagara Falls, and, you know, not only just for the summer?
Well, obviously, every new piece of the hospitality entertainment puzzle will increase capacity. And so that's what we expect with this, right? Can I give you actual figures? No. Some of that will be borne out in the statistics that we look at for 26 and forward, right? But I think it is safe to say that the more of these types of activities that you add into the bucket of things that people can do, the better it is.